Welcome back to the Next Gen Advent Podcast. We are so excited that you're joining us here today, and we are going to be talking about a leaping baby. But before we get into that, I want to introduce two special guests who are helping me. Go ahead and tell me, what is your first name and what grade are you in?
My name is Chloe, and I'm in first grade.
First grade's pretty fun, don't you think? Yeah. All right. And you have someone with you, Chloe. Go ahead and introduce yourself. What's your name and what's your grade?
My name is Morgan. I'm in sixth grade.
Do you like sixth grade?
Sort of.
Yeah, well, that one's not always as fun as first grade, let's be honest. So, all right. And what are you guys both excited about for Christmas? What do you think, Chloe?
About the present.
Mm-hmm. And is there a certain present that you're kind of just secretly hoping that you get for Christmas? Nothing particular yet. Just some good stuff. Okay. Morgan, what are you excited about for Christmas?
Probably like seeing all the family, because we don't usually get to see them.
And do they travel to you or do you travel to them?
Usually they go like here and then we go to my uncle's house.
Okay. Very fun. So you get to see people who you don't normally get to see. That is very like heartwarming. This year on the podcast, we're talking about how it's better to do things like with people, right? We're looking at how God is with us and how that makes a difference. And so when we look at Christmas traditions and we do things with people, what is one thing that you think is more fun at Christmas to do with people than to do by yourself? What do you think, Chloe?
To like do cookies with someone.
Do you know that almost everyone has said to do cookies with someone is better than doing it by yourself, which makes sense, right? Yeah. Morgan, what do you think?
So we have like a bunch of traditions like the Jesse tree, and it's a lot fun to do with like other people.
Right.
Like than by yourself.
Absolutely. I'm under the understanding that almost everything is more fun to do with other people than by yourself, but some people don't have the same understanding as I do. Okay, so when you guys imagine that God is with us, what does that feel like to you? Where do you imagine that he is, and how do you remind yourself that that's like true? What do you think, Morgan?
Like when he's with us, he's kind of just like everywhere, and he's like in our hearts, and then like to remind myself, I don't know, I just kind of have to like remember.
Mm-hmm.
Or like be told something.
Other times you forget though, you're like, yeah, me too, right? And you're like, oh, that actually makes a big difference to remember that. Chloe, how about you? Where do you imagine God is with you?
In your heart.
In your heart, yeah. And how do you know that? How do you remember that? Do people have to remind you? Yeah. Do you read about it in like the Bible, in different stories? Yep, she's shaking her head yes. She's like, yep, that's absolutely where we learn about it, right? He tells us about himself, and then he tells us about how he's with us, and that's how we find it out. And so let's jump into talking about this leaping baby. When we talk about how God is with us, the full passage that we're going to be looking at today is Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 45. But we're going to have these ladies read for you just the primary verse, which is Luke chapter 1, verse 41.
When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped inside her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Luke 1, 41.
All right. So if you really just start to look at that, you're like, what just happened? So an angel had visited Mary, and Joseph had been given a vision. So at this point, they both know that they are to be the parents of Jesus coming. There were only a few other people on earth who might have been believing what they had just experienced. So Mary had to go see someone who would understand the amazing things that were happening to her. Elizabeth would understand because amazing things were happening to her too. Just as an angel had visited Joseph, an angel had visited Elizabeth's husband, Zechariah, about their son. One of the things the angel had told Zechariah was that their son would be filled with the Holy Spirit. The presence of God would surround him and guide his steps. We know later that their son, John the Baptist, would be the one to let everyone know exactly who Jesus was. Yet, in that moment, even before these two men were born, John leapt for joy in his mother's womb when Mary came near Elizabeth. Immediately, Elizabeth was filled with the Spirit and praised God at the arrival of the mother of her Lord. What a beautiful moment Scripture captures for us. Why did Elizabeth celebrate? Why did both Mary and Elizabeth experience such joy? Because God used this moment to confirm everything he had said to them. They had heard and believed, but now they saw with their own eyes, and the salvation of humanity was coming to the world through this baby being formed in Mary's womb. So ladies, let's think about this. Mary and Elizabeth, their cousins, right, could relate to what the other was going through. Who are the people who understand you and get what you're going through and encourage you to be like Jesus?
My family, mm-hmm. and then my relatives, and then some of my friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They like understand you, right? And they encourage you. Yeah. Yep. Chloe, how about you?
My family.
Yeah. They encourage you to understand and to be like Jesus. Yeah. Hopefully all of us have people in our lives that when you're like in close proximity with them, you can feel that they love Jesus and they want you to love Jesus. And you can understand that the Holy Spirit is working in both of your lives. And sometimes he's like knitting those stories together in the way he's building his kingdom and the way he's like writing his history. Ladies, how do you think this moment where Mary and Elizabeth come together and this baby leaps in her belly, right, could have helped both women prepare for the rest of their pregnancies and their lives as parents of such special children?
Maybe to see like how like excited they were mm-hmm. for like the children mm-hmm. about like Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then just like to see how like God is like showing them.
Yeah. I mean, think about like this baby is in Elizabeth's womb, right? And the other baby is in Mary's womb. They can't see each other. But yet they know that the other one is there. That's just mind-boggling, right? And so you begin to see that. I think if like I was pregnant and if I was in that situation, it'd be like, okay, I'm not by myself. There's someone else who's having a very similar circumstance, right? I see that the Lord is definitely involved in this because he's giving these babies, they're still being formed like a very divine understanding of what's going on. And like the nearness of the other person is like making them feel comfortable and excited, right? And then we see that Elizabeth, when Mary found out she's pregnant, she like bursts into song. And here Elizabeth like bursts into song again, right? Just like praising the Lord. And they're both just like so excited and delighting in what that is. So think about a time in your life when someone showed up in your life at just the right time, and they reminded you of God's goodness, his faithfulness, or his mercy. Do you have any like memories of that? Like when someone has just been encouraging to you? Morgan, what are your thoughts?
A lot of times, like just like going to church or like hearing mm-hmm. a song on the radio, yeah. it like reminds you.
Mm-hmm. It's like bringing truth kind of to like your mind, right? And you're like, oh, yes, I needed to hear that, right? And the Lord kind of like speaks to us in those ways. Yeah, sometimes I'll like go and I'll be like, wait, I've heard this song 3 times today. I wonder if I'm just supposed to be paying attention to something in this song. Oh, I probably am, right? And so we see that the Lord often helps to confirm things in our life, and he uses other people to be able to do that. We often see, too, that he understands and makes situations happen so that our faith can grow and the community around us can really speak into that. And so I just hope that everyone who is listening today just takes a moment to consider today, how is the community around you forming you, encouraging you, speaking into your situations? Is there encouragement that you need and you need to connect with someone to be able to ask for what that is and open up your story to them to understand what that is? And I just hope that we begin to see that the Lord, honestly, he's so big in the way that he can make connections happen so that we see this in a leaping baby and what that looks like and that he's with us in that way. So will one of you close us in prayer for today?
Dear Jesus, thank you for having people help remind us about you mm-hmm. and how our communities help us and how you work through us and help other people work through us to remind us of you. Amen.
Amen. All right. Can you guys close the podcast today by wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas together?
Merry Christmas.
All right. Thank you, ladies. We hope to see you guys back here again tomorrow.
Stars shining, angels sing. Our Savior born, the hope he brings. In a manger, the King has come. God with us, the Holy One. Through the silence, light breaks through. A tiny child, a promise true.